This is Day to Day. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates. In a few minutes, an up-close and personal look at the guy who announces the NPR funders on air. But first, the NFL just kicked off a new season, but here at Day to Day, we're more interested in the blood, sweat, and tears of competitive improv comedy. If you've ever seen the no-holds-barred ABC TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway?, you know what I'm talking about. But you may not know there's an international league of improv teams whose members engage in what they call theater sports.
This is Joshua Leves. I took on the grueling assignment of attending an international theater sports comedy improv tournament at the 135-seat Dad's Garage Theater in Atlanta. Four American teams took part, along with two from Canada and one from Vienna. The teams performed two at a time. One improviser asked the audience to name a celebration.
Mule Day!
And immediately they began a sketch.
But I'm sorry, I built it to the specifications that you specified.
Now listen to me, Jenkins. I'm the mayor of this town.
Yes, well, we're all aware of that, Mr. Mayor. That's why we call you Mr. Mayor.
I decided this is going to be the best Mule Day ever. Why, I tell you, there's nothing like it. The entire town's population comes out to watch as a group of horses have sex with a group of donkeys.
The English-speaking trio from Vienna jumped into the skit as well. After a few minutes and some hilarious, not-too-rowdy dialogue, one improviser suddenly decided they would all sing the Mule Day anthem.
Improvising is life-changing. It changes your whole attitude to life.
Kathy Tanner, originally from Ireland, is part of the Vienna group.
You start to learn to say yes to people, and you get group feeling, and you start to accept other people's ideas.
Yeah, it's the nice thing about improv is most of the world is about no and getting like my idea over top of someone else's idea, and it's one idea in spite of the other one. And the thing about improv is it's building on, yeah, that's great, and then we'll go with that, then we'll just keep going. It just builds on top of each other.
That's Bill Pozzebon from Vancouver. For these folks, improv is a way of life. They all do other acting as well, but spend many weekends performing improv at home or on the road for little to no money. Mark Meir of Edmonton was the mayor and song leader in the skit you heard.
It's really a rewarding experience because as an actor, you're used to, performing, but you're essentially also the writer and director when you're improvising. You're the one who's coming up with everything. It's all off the top of your head.
Isn't it exhausting? First of all the travel, then all the high-energy performances. Always
not to mention the drinking.
Mention the drinking.
Yeah. Well, we're all drunk right now.
Yeah.
But it isn't exhausting because it does give you a huge buzz, and it we can go on all night. We don't get to bed before 5 o'clock in the morning.
Ballet, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
What they do is called theater sports because it's presented in the form of a team competition. But even that part's a joke. No actual score is kept. And Meir says they don't compete on a personal or group level.
If actual competition, manages to creep into a theater sports tournament, that's probably bad. That's the worst thing for it because we're not trying to make ourselves look good. We just want the show to look good. And so the show is what you're trying to serve rather than serving your team or yourself.
Players jump into each other's scenes when those on stage appear to need help, but even still, some skits don't work out too well. For example, one group suggested they'd do a sketch in the form of a German opera, and for much of it, I had absolutely no idea what was going on. It takes thick skin to do this. Here's Bill Pozzebon.
You have to make a friend of failure. If you don't embrace failure, you will never get the big payoff of taking a big chance and having it go. So you have to go, I'm willing to fall painfully, I'm willing to have the dark night, so that you might also grasp the night of great success and grabbing that big ring.
The improvisers say the success of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Has in some ways made their jobs tougher, because basically everything that gets aired on that show is funny. Alicia McGregor of Seattle says theater sports shows take more chances.
And you don't get that with stuff like Whose Line. I think there are a lot of very talented people on that show, but you see a lot of the same bits that are surefire over and over and over. And I know personally with my city, I know a lot of other cities too, you try not to rely on stuff that works for you every time because after a while it just becomes shtick and you might as well be doing scripted work.
Through experimenting and finding the humor in everything, McGregor says some improvisers have even developed a skit skewering a popular public radio show, but she says they haven't yet come up with a sketch for day to day. I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.